All right, young lady, Iowa Western. Why Iowa Western? If there's one, I know probably one reason why, but what's the other reasons why you spoke, why you chose this college?
Well, I went there this summer, and I really enjoyed the campus, and Kotul was such a great guy. Like, he showed me around campus, and we just talked, and both are like, ideas aligned in what we wanted in a program, and I thought it was a great place for me to go. So, and Annika's there.
Yeah, of course. Your sister's there, of course. There's some other schools you kind of tossed around, I'm sure, kind of looked at maybe a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, so I visited Briarcliff and Midland, and I also had some interest from Hastings and stuff, but eventually I was like, I really just want to go to Iowa Western, so...
A lot of folks, I'm sure you get 1,000 questions, why you chose basketball and why Annika chose volleyball. Because I think a lot of folks, it was going to be just the opposite, though. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it, well, every time I tell people, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go play college. They're like, oh, you're playing volleyball? I'm like, oh, no, basketball. Mm-hmm. And so me and Annika have been together like our whole entire lives and stuff. And so we finally decided like college is like we still want to be together, but we want to have something like outside of each other, which I love basketball. So I was like, I can go play basketball and you can go find yourself in volleyball, mm-hmm. but we still have each other at the end of the day.
So when volleyball season comes around to begin things in the fall, you're going to look out there. I'm not out there. You think you're going to you're going to miss it, aren't you?
Yeah, I love volleyball. I mean, like it is a lot of fun and all that. So, I mean, if I decide I start to miss it, you might see me back on the court the other next year, but we'll see.
You just never know, right? Academics, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going into exercise science, and I want to be a physical therapist.
Has that always been a kind of a thing you've wanted to do?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I've been at physical therapy a lot because of my past injuries, so and I decided, I was like, I really enjoy the people there, and I was like, I could definitely see myself doing this, so...
So many highlights in 4 years. Is there a couple that stand out among, you know, you can pick both sports, I'm sure, because there's some great memories in both.
Yeah, definitely going to state all 4 years in volleyball, especially like last year I was, and this year I got to play with both of my, like all my best friends and stuff. And like we got to exceed and go down to state and stuff. And like basketball, like we got to play at Devaney and we didn't get to do that during volleyball. So it was just a lot of fun to do that with people I love.
All right. It'd be kind of weird. Not, I mean, for the first, obviously, duh, you're going to be graduating and everything, but go to college. Or you feel you're ready for it?
Honestly, I really think I do. I think 4 years is the perfect amount of high school. I mean, I got to experience a lot of things, but I think it's time for me to, like, go out there without, like, my parents, but still have, like, a soft spot and have Annika there, too, at college. So.
And you got a couple of siblings back home. I know you're going to keep an eye on those two, aren't you?
Yeah. Miles and Mila have a lot to go, mm-hmm. a lot of high school go. So I'm excited for them, and they'll get it. I hope they have a great high school experience. They can experience what I got to experience.
Now, summertime All-Star Games. You be ready to go? You feel like you're going to be healed up for that?
Yeah. So by the end of February, I should be able to start walking, and then I can slowly get on the crutches and start walking. So by probably April, I can start going to physical therapy and running. So I think All-Stars is where I'm going to be able to start, like, actually doing things and stuff.
You got some phone calls from, of course, you're doing some All-Star volleyball mm-hmm. matchups. Probably a few more that the Cambridge ones haven't come out yet, but you want to play in those, don't you?
I would love to play one last time in the Southwest jersey. I'm hoping that I get a lot of basketball and a lot of volleyball, because obviously I still want to play some volleyball ones too.
Do you feel like you've been snake bit this senior year in injuries? My gosh, it just you can't get away from it. And it's just one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I got very unlucky I guess I was probably so lucky in my first 3 years in my high school career that God just decided that my senior year is where I have to learn. So from tearing my PCL in volleyball and then coming back to play 4 games of basketball and then breaking my foot, it's honestly, it was just like a learning thing. It was like things happen. Like it's just, it was probably just time for me, for my body to heal. And so... Yeah, it's a little. It kind of sucks.
I bet it's that. No questions. That means in college now, no injuries. I've been through it. I don't deserve it. I'm gonna go through injury free now, right?
Yeah, I'm really hoping I can make through like my first 2 years of no injuries and really just like get back on the court and play for like 2 years. And then if my body decides I can't do it, then I just go back to school.